fairly common question that comes up that a lot of rabbanim get is that a lot of times professionals, particularly doctors, ask if they're allowed to attend various medical conferences on Shabbos, usually for CLE credits. The way these things work is they typically do them on weekends, and the reason they do them on weekends is because people work during the week, and sometimes in order to get trained, in order to maintain your license, you have to go to these things. And the question is, can you attend on Shabbos? And all you need to do is walk into a room and listen to a lecture. You don't have to, very often, you don't have to do any malacha whatsoever. So is there any problem with that? You rent a room in the hotel where the conference is going to happen, and you just listen to lectures about medicine and about how to how to heal various ailments and things like that. So first of all, the assumption has to be that there's no malacha being done, meaning even carrying a name tag, if you're staying at a neighboring hotel and you're wearing a name tag, Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa writes that that's not a tachshit, that's not considered a beged, it's considered something that would be a violation of hotzah if you're in a place that doesn't have an eruv, or walking through electronic doors or signing in, things of that nature. But let's assume that none of that is in play. So what would be the issues? Are there any issues with just going and listening to the lectures and attending such a conference? So Rabbi Meir Orlian, who used to teach in our yeshiva many, many years ago, was a big Talmud Chacham in Eretz Yisrael, wrote a piece in Asya, Tavshin Ayin Zayin. Rabbi Yishai Bain sent me this piece, so I'm grateful to him for that. He has Rabbi Orlian has a long article on the topic, but he deals exclusively with one issue, and that is the issue of Maris HaAyin. And he does a great job of melding all of Rav Moshe's different tshuvas on the topic of Maris HaAyin, and essentially he points out that Rav Moshe writes in Orachaim Chedekal of Simen Sadivav in that famous tshuva about taking the ride to the yeshiva after Zman Adlakas Neiros, right, where someone called out Rav Moshe and said, you're not allowed to do that, don't you know that it's usher to go in a car after the Zman Adlakas Neiros? And Rav Moshe explained why it's not usher and that he knows a little bit about the halacha, and he said, but since you told me you were mekayim this great mitzvah of Ochech Tuchiach Lefi Da'ato, based on what you thought, you were correct, so I'm gonna refrain from here on in. I'm not going to do it anymore. But in that tshuva, Rav Moshe explains why it's not Maris HaAyin to go in the car. And Rav Moshe says that something is only considered Maris HaAyin if he writes that he's magdu the issue of Maris HaAyin as Dover Shenasa Zeh Berov HaPa'amim Bo'ofen HaAsur. That's something that normally when you do it would be aser, but you're figuring out a way to do it in a way that is mutter. That's Maris HaAyin, because anyone who sees that you're doing it will not assume that you figured out the chap, you figured out the way to do it in an ofen ha-mutter. They'll assume you're doing it in the ofen ha-aser. So that is what's Maris HaAyin. But says Rav Moshe, if someone is just ignorant and they don't know the halacha, so they think that which is mutter to do is actually aser to do. Someone sees you eating on Shabbos, they say, wait, that's teichein, you're grinding because you're eating with your teeth, right? That's not true, that's not a halacha, so they're just stamina maritz, so then that's not a violation of Maris HaAyin. And that's why in Yerodei Chelekalav Sin Mem Dalid, Rav Moshe asers using public transportation on Shabbos, even if they don't collect payment. It's goyim, they're going anyway, they're not going to take you, and they're going to let you on the train, off the train, on the bus, off the bus. He says it's aser anyway, because most of the time they do take payment, and even if they don't take payment most of the time, most of the people that use it are going to work, so most of the time it's done ba'ofen ha'asr, and therefore that would be Maris HaAyin. He says shaving with an electric shaver is not Maris HaAyin, because most people realize that you didn't use a razor, and the same for wearing a sheitel. He says most people, or at least most women, would realize that it's not a woman's natural hair, and also he says why would anyone be choshed an isha k'shera for not covering her hair? So he thinks that's not Maris HaAyin either. Rav Moshe also has an important distinction between chashad and Maris HaAyin that he develops, and that is that chashad is when you do something mutter, but Balei Lashon Hara will assume that you're doing something aser, and they'll be choshed you of doing something that's not proper. On the other hand, Maris HaAyin is that you do something in a mutter way, but people won't realize that you're doing it in a mutter way, and they'll follow and they'll do what they think you're doing, but what they think you're doing is actually aser. I mean, you go into a restaurant that has a very bad hashkacha, and you order some cut up fruit or something like that, right? No davar charif, whatever. So yeah, you have a whole orange or something like that, right? So that nothing else about that, but people see you going to that restaurant and say, oh, that restaurant's kosher, and they're going to go and they're going to buy whatever. They're going to buy things that are not really kosher. So Rabbi Orlian in that article comes to a conclusion that if you're going to participate in a way that most of the participants as part of their normal participation would violate Isurim, then even if they're Isurim midrabanan, like they would take notes or speak into a microphone or something like that, then it would be asur mishamaris ayin. But if the participation is totally passive and nobody will suspect you of violating any yisurim, then there's no explicit problem of maris ayin, and the fact that people will think that it's asur doesn't make a maris ayin because they just don't know that it's not really asur, so that would not be a violation of maris ayin. However, Rabbi Orlean cautions, when issuing a psak, you still have to be mindful that you don't want to give a psak that's tumua l'rabin. Maybe that's if the only issue was maris ayin, but l'chora there are more issues over here. First of all, Rav Shechter recently in his Torah Web article about playing sports on Shabbos identified several issues with playing sports on Shabbos, and he spoke about how kibud va'oneg requires of us that we dress and we speak and we act in a Shabbistic manner in a way that indicates that Shabbos is a very holy day. So wearing big day Shabbos is a very important element of kibud va'oneg. If you're dressing in sports clothing, for example, and you're being salaried to do something on Shabbos, that certainly would be a violation of kibud va'oneg. So he says that it's a violation when it comes to playing professional sports of big day Shabbos. It's a violation of being salaried to do something on Shabbos, and it's a violation just stam that it's not Shabbistic. So okay, maybe you'll go to the conference wearing your big day Shabbos. That's fine. You're not being salaried to go to the conference. Adarabi, you probably have to pay to go to the conference some small amount of money. But the third thing, is that a Shabbistic thing to do, to go to the conference? It could be a violation from that level. Additionally, Ramosh has a tshuva about a moel doing a bris on Shabbos where there's going to be rampant chil Shabbos at the bris. They're going to have a photographer at the bris, and they're going to have, so the mila itself is docha Shabbos, but all the other things that are going to be going on, Ramosh says you're not allowed to provide an audience for chil Shabbos. So better do the bris on Sunday. Don't bring an audience so for people to witness chil Shabbos. My brother pointed out that he had a raya to what Ramosh says about not providing an audience for chil Shabbos. Ramosh writes in Drash Moshe that's why Moshe Rabbeinu hinted to the various averos that Klal Yisrael did in the Midbar instead of spelling them out, because even to say the avera, Moshe writes, witnessing an avera or speaking about an avera, even B'darak Musar, leaves a certain impression. The Gemara in Sanhedrin and the Rambam in Chavos Chavim Perek Beis Halacha Ches say that by a Magadev, for all the times that the Edom are cross-examined, they testify using a kinoi by a Magadev. They say Yosi, Yaka Yosi as Yosi, or something like that. But in the final stage, before killing the Magadev, they need to testify explicitly, what did you hear? So the Rambam writes, Nigmar Adin Motziin es Kol Adam Lechutz. We send everyone out of the courtroom. And then Vishoalim es Agadol Shabbeidim, Va'omla Amor Mashashmad Beferish. Then we say, okay, tell us what you actually heard. And only then does he say the words of Giduf. Apparently, to provide an audience for words of Giduf, even though for the Eid, he's not even violating Averi, he's doing a mitzvah. But to provide an audience for such things is problematic. So let's say you have a presenter who's Jewish, and he's, which very often you have in these cases. So he's being Mechal Shabbos, and you're providing a bigger audience for the Chil Shabbos. That Lechor is a problem. In addition to that, providing, if the presenter is Jewish, you're being Nana from the Melacha Shabbos that he's doing. Even a non-Jew, you're not allowed to be Nana from Melacha that he does for you. If a non-Jew is a presenter, you're not allowed to, it's a Beferish Mishnah, Mesach Shabbos, Tav Kuf Chav Beis, that you're not allowed to benefit from Melacha that a non-Jew does for a Jew. Okay, over here you could argue, he's speaking to a room of 100 people, 200 people, Ner Le'echa, Ner Le'meya. So he's doing one Melacha, he's doing it mostly for the non-Jews in the audience. He's not necessarily doing it for the Jew. Although I'm not sure that Svara holds, because the number of participants enhances his own kavod, his own stature, his own demand, being in demand for future conferences and things like that, meaning it does make a difference how many participants there are in the conference. Well, okay, but maybe you have the Svara Ner Lech and Ner Lemeya. But if you have a Jewish presenter, which very often is the case, so the Gemara in Chulin Daf Tezvav tells us, you know, I'll let get Hanah from Melacha that was done by on Shabbos by a Jew. And the Gemara quotes a three-way machlokas, Tanayim, where according to Rabbi Meir, if the Melacha was done b'shogeg, then you're allowed to get benefit even on Shabbos. But if it was done b'mezid, you're not allowed to get benefit from the Melacha until after Shabbos. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Melacha was done b'shogeg, no one's allowed to get benefit from it even on Shabbos. So the Torah quotes Machlok Shushanim how we paskin, and Shulchan Aruch and Sefalv paskin Zekar B'Yehuda, that if the melacha was done b'shogeg, everyone can benefit from it on Motzoi Shabbos, and if it was done b'mezid, it's aser for everybody. It's aser for the guy who did it forever, and it's mutter for everybody else on Motzoi Shabbos. So the Gra says, okay, we could paskin Zekar Meir. The Gra paskin Zekar Meir. Mishnah Berurah says you could rely on that b'makom hatzorech. But even Rav Meir over here doesn't work. The guy's doing it b'mezid. He's doing a melacha. You know, I'll get enough from that malacha. So he's clicking through his PowerPoint, and you're benefiting from watching and enjoying or whatever. I don't know if you enjoy it, don't enjoy it. I assume you like what you do, so you enjoy learning these new things. So lechora, that's getting direct hana from a malacha that's being done by a Jew on Shabbos if you have a Jewish presenter. So Rabbi Stein said that he asked Rav Willig, and Rav Willig said he discourages it, this going to these kinds of things, and he definitely prefers that people not go, but at the same time, he didn't feel that it was the same as a lawyer going to a conference on Shabbos when it's a doctor, because when it's a doctor, everything somehow relates to Pikuach Nefesh. So maybe you don't have quite the same level. Rabbi Sobolovsky, Rabbi Shai Shechter said he spoke to Rabbi Sobolovsky, and Rabbi Sobolovsky said he's always machmir. He always says not to do it, even for a doctor, because he feels that aside from Sheshes Yom Tavod, which he thinks that, you know, this would be considered working on Shabbos, right, one of Rav Shechter's three tzedakim playing sports, that he feels that it's in the davar sof if you start allowing things like this, and next thing you know, everyone's just going to be treating Shabbos like it is chol. Okay, everyone have a great day.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service, real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.